This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this Saturday, 14th annual Four Chaplains Service. We're going to talk about that with local veterans leader Jim Little. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Always a pleasure to be with you.
So the event is Saturday afternoon, 12 noon, with a meet and greet at 11:30 at Westside Christian Church in Roseburg. 14th annual event. What was it 14, 15 years ago that led for you and some other folks to want to begin doing this as an annual remembrance?
Well, Kyle, myself and retired Army Larry Hill were discussing the four chaplains at the American Legion Post one afternoon, and there were a number of other people seated about the table, and they said, "What are you talking about, four chaplains? We've never heard of that before." Well, that amazed Larry and I, because growing up in the 1940s, both of us absolutely knew what the four chaplains were all about. This was a tragedy that happened during World War II that everyone knew about. It occurred when a troop ship that was headed for England in the North Atlantic was torpedoed by a German submarine, and it struck the United States Army transport ship Dorchester, and that ship sank almost immediately, about 20 minutes. But on board, there were four chaplains, all four of differing faiths. There were two Protestant chaplains, a father priest from the Roman Catholic, and also a Jewish rabbi who tried to calm all the men. They tried to assuage their fears of the sinking ship. And when all the life jackets were finally exhausted, the four chaplains removed their life jackets and gave them to some of the other frightened sailors. And as the ship was sinking, they were seen arm in arm, singing hymns and prayers and trying to calm the men as the ship sank in those cold, cold waters. And that was a tragic loss of life. There were 672 people who lost their life at that sinking out of the 903 that had started on that journey. And it was a tragedy that was known throughout America. And those men have been honored since that event as men who were selfless, who gave selfless service, and who were a true example of brotherhood.
Wow. You know, it's one thing to think about it and hear it as a story, but the reality is, what would somebody do if they were in that situation when they've already got a life jacket? Would they give it up? Man, that's a tough one.
It certainly is, Kyle, because the survival time in those cold, cold waters was very short, probably at the most 30 minutes a person might survive. There were 230 people that were saved by some of the Coast Guard cutters that were in that convoy that was on the way to England. This was prior to D-Day, and it's felt that many of those men probably would have been in that invasion. And it was probably the largest loss of life on a sinking of a ship during World War II.
Wow. So the idea is to get that story out there, and not just the story itself, but that attitude of service and giving to others as a great example to everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, and we're aware of the scripture. It says, "No greater love has any man than he give up his life for his friends." And these four men are examples of that. They were honored by our nation. They were given a special Medal of Honor. There was a postage stamp given in their honor. And yesterday, February the 3rd, was the Four Chaplains Day. It's a national recognition of them. And last week, at the Board of Commissioners business meeting, they issued a proclamation honoring the four chaplains and the effort that we put forth each year here in our community.
And since you have begun this this annual event, a lot of people have been honored and inducted into the Four Chaplains Legion of Honor. Talk about that.
Oh, yes, Kyle. That's a wonderful, wonderful method of recognizing exceptional people in our community. Many people have been recognized. There have been a total of 55. There have been two county commissioners, our sheriff, the undersheriff, many, many people in the community, not just military folks, but people that give selfless service. And each year we try and surprise individuals. We have such a large field of candidates here in our community. This honor is bestowed upon people after approval by the Four Chaplains Chapel back in Philadelphia. Documents have to be submitted to them, and that board approves the awarding of a person to the Legion of Honor. And those names are posted at the Veterans of Foreign Wars post there in Roseburg on a beautiful mural, and also their names are on a plaque at the American Legion. And many people have been, told that I've been told many people that would certainly receive this honor. And I guess I shouldn't tell you, Kyle, but you've been one that's been, names come up a number of times. So I'm going to try and surprise you one of these days.
Well, you know, for somebody to get that as well, I think the fact that it goes through kind of a vetting process and somebody or organization of folks who doesn't know you, doesn't have any emotional tie or connection, reads your story and what's been submitted about you, really even makes it more special, just knowing that because they don't have a connection to you, they've never met you, but to read the story and go, yeah, that person should be honored, that's a big deal.
It is. It certainly is. And that's one of the joys of the service. We go through a whole process of presenting the four chaplains individually. This year we have people who are actually ministers in real life. We have a rabbi, a father, and two Catholic folks that are going to represent ceremonially the chaplains. And then at kind of towards the end of the service, we have the induction to the Legion of Honor. And we try to use a little bit of subterfuge. I guess we fib to them a bit and tell them that perhaps they're going to be there to honor someone else. And it's always a wonderful surprise. We've had some tears and some huge, huge smiles during that ceremony.
Well, the event begins with a meet and greet at 11:30, the event at noon, Westside Christian Church and West Harvard. Anything else people should know about this?
I would just say that at the end of our service, we always ask that question, something that I know is in my mind and the minds of many. Would you actually give up your life jacket to save the person, a person that perhaps might be unknown to you or that you did just out of the kindness and the desire to help others, to give your life jacket up, which would mean that you wouldn't survive?
Yeah, 14th annual Four Chaplains service again Saturday noon, and a meet and greet at 11:30. Jim Little, thanks for being on, letting folks hear the story, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens on Saturday.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle. I look forward to seeing you and others there as well. Thank you.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.
Aviva Health is now accepting new patients.